From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown reporting President Trump is calling for Muslim unity in the fight against terrorism, telling dozens of Arab and Muslim leaders at a regional summit in Riyadh it was a battle between good and evil.
I ask you to join me, to join together, to work together, and to fight together, because united, we will not fail. We cannot fail. Nobody, absolutely nobody, can beat us.
Trump's speech was a surprising turn for the president in the wake of his campaign statements calling for a total Muslim travel ban, which he then softened to call for a more limited travel ban from the six Muslim-majority countries. His effort has been blocked by U.S. courts, although Trump is appealing the ruling. Ahead of the speech, Mr. Trump and Saudi Arabia's King Salman signed a nearly $110 billion agreement to bolster the military capabilities of Saudi Arabia. The defense deal becomes effective immediately. Mr. Trump's nine-day overseas trip takes him next to Israel and Italy. Japan is condemning North Korea's launching of a ballistic missile which landed in the Sea of Japan. Japanese Prime Minister Shinzo Abe says North Korea's actions tramples on the international community's efforts to resolve the matter peacefully. Abe said he hopes to make North Korea the main issue on the agenda at the G7 meeting later this week. Meantime, the White House recently issued a statement after North Korea's missile launch a week ago that it should serve as a call for all nations to implement far stronger sanctions against North Korea. For details on more news, we invite you to join us at our website. That is voanews.com. This is VOA News.